Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jane Twin, and it's Audio Mode Day 15 today, I think. It's also Father's Day, but Simon might want to talk about that, so I won't. Actually, I'm standing on the raised bed at the moment. We just got that ready yesterday for planting things on. And I've moved one plant across, and I've just made a couple of holes for the next one, but I think I'll get the kids into bed first, and then I'll come back out. It's very strange weather at the moment. It's overcast, but it's quite warm, so it looks a lot colder than it actually is. What I really wanted to talk about, though, is jigsaw puzzles, because they're a bit of a passion of mine. I love doing a jigsaw every now and then. Great challenge, and I certainly have one at the moment that's a bit of a challenge. I was reminded of the jigsaws earlier today when the kids got a new one out and did that. I thought, if it wasn't a little bit rude, I'd get mine out too. I don't think they can help me with that though. I did one over Christmas. There was sort of lots of tropical fish, and I thought that'd be fairly easy because you can identify. I think I'm next to the hedge. I think there's a robin that lives in there. I hope I'm not frightening that, standing here and jabbering away. Anyway, I'm just trying to keep out of the wind, really. Point being that I thought that might be an easy one with all the fish because they're easy to identify and there weren't so many big bits of water and just water. It took me long enough. And now I have a new one which Simon kindly bought me because I finished the other one. And this one's a real challenge. It's in sort of a pinkish, purplish hue all over, 2,000 pieces, and it shows Positano on the Amalfi Coast, the south of Italy. And I love it because we holidayed there once. we had one holiday on the Amalfi Coast back in 2005 it was, and we stayed in a little hotel in Amalfi, and just out of Amalfi actually, and what I remember about the coast is it's quite famous. There's lots of famous things happen there, not just films. It's very popular for filming, and I remember Amalfi has a paper mill. The landscape's just very famous. I remember it most for everything seeming to cling to a hill, or rather a rock, because the rocks mostly fall into the sea just like that. The hotel we stayed in was like that. There was the road that already seemed to have been honed into the rocks, and then next to that, between that and the sea, was this hotel with very steep steps down to a little bathing platform, where the sea was mostly very, very choppy, but we braved it a couple of times, it's just very, very pretty down there. And one of the most famous views of that you see them a lot in travel catalogues, anywhere, any tours going to Italy or the Amalfi Coast usually feature the view from Ravello, which is in the mountains, and there is this I think it's a chapel, a couple of white towers with a cupola on top, and a tree, what are they called in English, I don't know, those very those Italian trees you see a lot, the ones that look rather flat on top, one of those, and then the sea behind that view from Ravello. I've been there, I've seen that. Didn't get a t-shirt though. And Positano was one of the day trips we did. Positano seems to also sort of cling to the rocks with the roads going around it, and it goes all the way down. There's a bit of a beach, I think. That's what I remember from the holiday. There were just steps everywhere. Steps. So yeah, it was beautiful, but it felt more like a hiking holiday because of that. And yeah, so Positano is very famous because all the housing, this is what's making the puzzle so difficult, because all you've got to go on, there's a bit of a church with an interesting looking cupola, and then there are a few houses that that give you a little bit of a pointer, but the rest of it, it's just houses and windows sitting on the hill, and there's a lot of sky and there's a lot of sea. And I've spent several days already just sorting the pieces into different colours. So yeah, that's a challenge, that one. That is a challenge. But I look forward to that one being finished, because I have already I've already selected a place in the house where it's going to go. So, yes. just need to finish it and find a frame. Anyway, so that's sort of... And the other thing is that we watched a film together earlier that played on a desert island with huge white sandy beaches and lovely sea, and the people just kept going in the sea all the time, and I thought, ah, yes, holiday, that'd be nice. Anyway, it's putting me into the holiday spirit, but if I get any more time tonight, then I'll probably just end up doing my jigsaw puzzle instead. Anyway, thank you for listening. Hope everyone's had a lovely weekend. Have a great week, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye for now.